Well, some of the biggest companies in the world started off under a different name before they hit it big.
True.
Can you decipher which ones and where they became? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. Free beer, hot wings, Joe, Steve, and Kelly. All right, this first one I believe we've talked about before. This giant company first started out known as Backrub.
Oh, Joe.
Joe?
McDonald's.
Incorrect.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Google?
Correct. When Larry Page and Sergey Brin were working on creating what we now know as Google, they called it Backrub, a nod to the way the search engine analyzed the web's backlinks to determine how important a site was. A year later, they decided they needed to upgrade the name that indicated how much data they were indexing and chose Google, a take on the number Googleplex, which is the digit one, yeah, followed by a Google zeros, or 10 to the 100th power zeros.
A lot.
Mm-mm.
So many.
Pretty big.
That seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a chain of convenience stores. It started with the name Totem, like tote apostrophe M.
Joe.
Joe.
No. 7-Eleven.
Correct.
What?
It was a convenience store, at least a makeshift storefront on a dock, cropped up in 1927 in Dallas, Texas.
Hmm.
By the Southland Ice Company founder, Joe C. Thompson. He liked the idea enough to expand it nationwide, and when he did it under the name Totem Stores. It wasn't until 1946 when they rebranded as 7-Eleven, an indication of the new hours, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week.
Yep.
Ah.
This social media started out as Bourbon, B-U-R-B-N.
Joe, MySpace.
Incorrect.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Twitter.
No. Instagram.
Oh.
That
makes no sense.
No.
They simply named it after one of the founders, Kevin Systrom's favorite drink, Kentucky whiskey, bourbon.
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's a terrible, dumb name.
In 1893, this was known as Brad's Drink.
Joe. Jack Daniels.
No.
Joe. Wild Joe Turkey.
Brad no. Daniels. Very, very unpopular it Tennessee whiskey.
Not a booze.
Brad Cola.
Closer.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
I will say Coca-Cola.
Joe.
Nope. Joe.
Mountain Dew.
Nope.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Dr. Pepper.
Nope.
Joe.
It's the other cola. Joe.
Hot wings.
RC Cola.
Nope.
Joe.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Tony's Cola.
Are you doing this on purpose?
Now.
There's just two colas that people know. One is Coca-Cola.
Now
the
third one by far
is RC.
I got it.
Now I might be doing it on purpose.
Coca-Cola.
Hot wings.
Begrudgingly, hot wings.
Sprite.
It's not a cola. Well, the answer is Pepsi. Pepsi was known as Brad's Drink.
I've never heard of that.
Do they serve it locally?
I think it's coming around. All right. When this company started in the 60s, it was known as Pete's Super Submarines.
Hot wings.
Hot wings.
Subway.
Yes.
That place, man. I heard their menu is shrinking. Isn't that something?
That is something.
Yeah. Guess the lines are too long.
Why are you serious?
I am. It's a piece of news that I read, and I thought, I'll never need to say this. But why not?
In fact, I had a talk with my brain about not saying it. This one's popular magazine was first known as Stag Party.
Oh, Joe.
Joe.
Playboy.
That's correct.
It's porn.
Mm-hmm. It is porn. Yes.
It's very pornographic.
Blue Ribbon Sports.
Joe. That was Nike.
You're right.
Oh.
In 1964, wow. University of Oregon track athlete Phil Knight and his coach Bill Bowerman founded Blue Ribbon Sports in order to distribute running shoes made by the Japanese company Onitsuga Tiger.
Yeah,
so years
Bowerman.
Later, they opened their first retail store in Santa Monica, California, and then expanded.
That guy gave himself all sorts of like brain damage and smelling issues because he used to make the soles in a waffle iron.
Really?
Yeah. He would just pour chemicals into it,
mm-hmm.
make rubber soles in his kitchen.
That's a terrible idea.
Well, it worked out. Turns they got out, some money.
But, it was better for Phil Knight, though.
Yeah, yeah, it did seem that way.
Quantum Computer Services started in 1985. Hot Wings.
Oh, boy, 85. Cisco.
No. Started by Jim Kimsey and Mark Serif, founded the online services company, Quantum Computer Services. In 1991, they changed their name to Joe.
AOL.
More specific?
America Online.
Correct.
Oh.
And then dude bought it. The Buffalo guy.
He did.
I can't think of his name right now. Ted.
Ted Leonsis.
Ted Buffalo.
Ted the Buffalo guy.
Didn't Montana Ted buy AOL? Boy.
Who are you talking about?
Montana Ted, the Buffalo guy.
Yeah, Montana Ted, the Buffalo
this
guy.
This is driving me insane. Yeah. He owned the Braves.
Nobody knows who you mean.
Yeah, nope. I can't think of it at all.
No, not at all. I haven't the faintest idea.
Gosh, didn't he start CNN?
Yeah.
I can't think of
that
guy's
too.
Name.
Sure yeah.
Did. I don't know who that is.
This is going to drive me crazy, man.
Yeah. Buffalo Ted.
Buffalo Ted, the Montana guy.
I think you almost have it. Mm-hmm. I think the key for you is to stop thinking about it. Joe.
I am.
It's right there.
I am stopping thinking about it. I'm trying so hard to stop.
Ted Pepsi.
Yeah, he started Brad's drink.
All right, this next one's going to be hard. I'm going to give you the name of the company as it started, and you tell me what it's known as now. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris's Steakhouse.
Joe.
Hot Wings.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Correct.
I hate that Ruth has an S behind it.
I know. I hate that Ruth bought Chris Steakhouse and then changed it to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Mm-mm. It's a terrible name.
A lot. It is.
They make fantastic steaks, though.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do, but it's so backward.
It started in New Orleans during the 38 years that Chris Matalich managed the restaurant. He was forced to sell it 6 times. But each time, the joint was eventually sold back to him at a cheap price when the new owner failed or gave up.
Wow, he was really good at
that
selling it to dummies.
Oh, it's like a radio guy that we know.
Yeah, Dell. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who just kept buying the same radio stations,
and then
selling them for
profit,
and then buying them back for like pennies on the dollar.
That all changed in 1965 when a divorced single mother named Ruth Fertile went against the advice of her banker, lawyer, and friends and mortgaged her home in order to buy Matulich's restaurant. She participated in every aspect of business, hired single mothers under the premise that they were hard workers. When a fire destroyed the building that housed Chris's Steaks in the mid-1970s, Fertile relocated the restaurant and renamed it Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It was hers after all.
It was, yeah.
That is a terrible name.
It's not great.
That is, wow.
Mm-hmm. It is not great at all. Number 10, Kadabra.
Joe. Facebook.
Nope.
The Facebook.
You should know, this is the short version of Abracadabra.
What would that be called of celebrities?
Celebritacabra. Obviously.
That was obviously.
One of my favorites. Celebritacabra. Celebracabra.
Celebracabra.
Joe. Abra.
No.
The company.
Oh, they make those things. Mm. Nope. It's a delivery and logistics company.
Steve. FedEx.
No. It's also driving a lot of other businesses out of business. Hot Wings.
Amazon.
Correct.
Oh.
This chain retail store was first known as Sound of Music.
Joe. REI.
Yes, the outdoor place was first known as Sound of Music.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I forgot.
Mr. Muffler?
The CD place in the mall.
Nope,
FYI.
Not in the mall. No.
Hot Wings.
FYE. Yes, let's go to that CD place, the one called For Your Information.
Well,
it's just someone droning on telling me things. For your information.
Hot Wings. Best Buy.
That's correct. Okay, last one. In 1980, in Atlanta, Georgia, a restaurant opened called TJ Applebee's Prescription for Edibles Elixirs.
Hot Wings.
What did that become?
Hot Wings.
Steve. Anyone?
Joe.
Hot Wings.
Kelly.
Joe.
Hot
Wings. Joe.
Come Kelly.
Hot Wings. Applebee's.
You knew that because you're from Atlanta.
I did. It's one of my favorite hometown chains.
Did you know it was a hometown chain until
I had no idea. I had no idea. But yes, of course. Everybody in Atlanta knows how we all have our Applebee's gear.
What's more popular?
Handshake?
Yeah. Our AB handshake.
What is the more popular Atlanta eatery that started there? Applebee's or Home Depot?
Oh, Home Depot. Sawdust is the best.
Yeah, it tastes good.